Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, who are you to say, I'm going to go in right now?
Because he want to be the hero.
In order for the Steelers to move forward and potentially make it to the playoffs, you need a healthy Ben Roethlisberger. And at that point, he might have heard what the diagnosis was, how Ben was feeling. He might have seen something and made a judgment call that said, you know what, let me just rest him a little bit longer, allow him to feel a little bit better before we put him in there. So I think he was probably a little worried about that, especially the type of hit that he took. I think he was trying to be cautious, and he felt that maybe Josh Dobbs was going to pick it up because Josh Dobbs has shown signs.
That's Max Starks on CBS Sports Radio, one of Ben's former blindside protectors, talking about what went into Tomlin's thinking, the logic that was applied here. 93.7 The Fan time is 2:30, brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treat sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiresleep.com. I think that's, from my perspective, about as close as I've heard somebody in the national media get this situation, that you had this risk-reward that went on during the 12-minute halftime on Tomlin's part that factored in who they were playing, what the score was, how much Tomlin thinks of Dobbs. I think that is an underrated component of this. I think Tomlin loves Dobbs because he's doing things here with Dobbs that no one saw coming. He cut Landry Jones for Dobbs. He moved Dobbs ahead of Mason Rudolph on the depth chart, even though you think Rudolph is the future of the franchise, possibly at quarterback, and could use the reps. He's throwing with him, backed up in his own territory. I think Tomlin probably looked at, when he's talking after the game about rhythm and flow, you know, defensive play gets made on a 4th-and-1. I bet he looked at the tipped interception, the Whitehead interception, and thought that was just a really good play by a defensive player.
It was
player.
A terrible ball by Dobbs.
But I'm thinking that's part of it. His confidence in a backup quarterback. We're good enough to beat the Raiders without risking Ben.
If he said that explicitly, right? If he said, I have a ton of confidence in Josh, I felt like Josh was, like, that this was a good balance of risk and reward. In a way, you could say he's not living in his fears. He trusts his backup so much he's going to keep him out there. But, man, I just can't get over, if your theory is correct here, the arrogance involved. Wins are precious. The Ravens just biffed it. The Patriots just biffed it. Like, you had a golden opportunity here to get a win when virtually everybody else in the AFC that's around you in the standings lost.
I think he was going for one of those, you know, there's no such thing as an ugly win in the NFL. We came in here and we relied on guys like Josh Dobbs to carry us to victory. Our defense rose up to the challenge and made plays. That shows you the metal and guts of this team, that we had injuries and we still met the adversity and the challenge and won the game. I think that's what he was going for.
He was trying to have his cake and eat it too, in my opinion. And right now, they're eating a plate of you-know-what.
And I think you are right about this. The quarterback probably could have put his foot down and said, no, I'm going back in the game. But I think Ben might have been thinking about his own health. The turf was bad.
Hey,
he said that after the game. That's one
too
of the,
bad. God, he plays at Heinz Field where it looks like a mud pit. It looks like Woodstock in most November games. Go out and play. Whatever happened to Ben Roethlisberger, the reason he's so special compared to Drew Brees or some of these other guys that play in domes, is that Ben plays outside in the AFC North and still balls out. Man, I don't want to hear any sort of self-preservation talk from the quarterback. You're in or you're out. Is Tom Brady playing in that game if it's 14-10 and his team is sleepwalking? Yes. Is Drew Brees out there? Is Aaron Rodgers out there? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers played on a bum leg the first game of the season to beat the Bears. That's the first game of the season where you could say, you know what, maybe we'll get one later this year. It's early, right?
Yeah.
He gutted it out.
So if you agree with my theory that they came up with, let's only use Ben in the case of an emergency, mm-hmm. in an emergency situation, mm-hmm. who do you blame for that, Ben or Tomlin?
It has to be both, Andrew. I can't put it on. If it's Tomlin's original idea, if we give the head coach the power that he makes that call in the first place. It's his fault for a terrible idea. It's the quarterback's fault for complete for just, oh, yeah, sure, sounds great. Arrogance on Tomlin's part, an utter lack of competitiveness on Ben's part.
Ben probably said to him, and this might have been honest, you know what, Mike, I'm not 100%. I can play, but I'm not.
Did he look not 100% when he came in there? The only throw he missed on was one where he threw it too hard. And usually we're accustomed to seeing Ben, if he is gutting it out through any kind of an injury, shaking that injury off or looking demonstrably in pain after plays. He looked fresh as a daisy when he got out there.
Let's get some of your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Here's Julian on the fan. Hi, Julian.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Hey. I love the show. You guys are one of the few shows I really watch and listen to consistently. Listen, I'm going to make a comment really quickly. It seems like every time somebody tries to say something about Mike Tomlin, a lot of people want to point to his record. But I think there's a different way to judge a head coach. I think you have to not look so much at what his record is. But I always ask myself, does he make everyone better? And has he done a good job with what he's been given? You know, the only consistency with Mike Tomlin is the fact that you're going to get a few things every year that are consistent. You're going to get a squad that doesn't put it together all three phases of the game. You're going to get a squad that drops about two or three games to some 500 teams. You're going to get off the field issues. They're never dialed in. They're never buttoned up. The question I have is, and given the Pro Bowl rosters that are being handed to this guy year in, year out, he won his first Super Bowl when we were just 14 months off of Super Bowl. What I want to know is this squad better or worse with this guy? And at what point do we start to hold him accountable?
So you're putting this all on him yesterday.
I definitely am, and this is not I wish this was an isolated thing with Tomlin, but Tomlin needs to be held accountable for the raggedy product that is put on the field that is a Pittsburgh Steelers year in year out.
Raggedy product, and I've been a huge Julian. I've probably been one of those guys you talk about that defends him and uses his overall record, but my support for him has eroded more and more this year as I've seen situations play out. This three-game losing streak's been ugly, been mismanaged by him. The arrogance.
But he's gotten
the
away
arrogance
with stuff
is
like this before.
I know. That's why he probably felt like he could do it again. But shouldn't you learn from it?
Remember when Ben hurt his foot and tried to hobble his way through that Niners Monday night game?
Yes.
And the next week, this is before like the Sean McVay Rams came about. They were still in St. Louis, and they were terrible. Mm-hmm. And I think it was week 16. And they decided, because the Rams were so bad, that they would give Ben a week of rest and play batch at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they won. So he's done this risk-reward before, where he has tried to get away with playing his second-string quarterback against inferior teams. And I think that's what he did yesterday. Can we find a way to win this game and keep Ben healthy with Dobbs? We've got a lead. The other team sucks. The Raiders will probably find a way to screw this up. That's what I think went into it.
Has Mike ever watched his defense? Has he ever watched his defense? This ain't Andrew Walter or even Terrell Pryor. This is one of the few variables here that I haven't brought up yet, is that Derek Carr has been playing better of late, and Derek Carr has the bona fides. We've seen him do it.
Right.
That you have to respect his ability to go down the field and beat you on offense, especially when your defense isn't
good.
But
I think his conceit comes from this. What was his record in road games before he lost the Denver game? He had won 15 of 17 on the road. They were 15-1-1 in their last 17. The only game they lost is because Ben threw up on himself at the end of the Denver game. So he was probably thinking, if we don't turn the ball over and play conservative football, we'll come out of here with a win, because we've won a lot of road games ugly, and I'll preserve my quarterback for New England, New Orleans in the playoffs.
Huge miscalculation to put any trust in this defense. And remember, he's a defensive guy. The institutional level arrogance is unbelievable with this guy, and I can't wait for his press conference tomorrow when we get more of the same. He will not take accountability for this. If he ever gives any clarity on why they did what they did, it's going to be something where you come away angrier than before.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Sharkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. The Steelers lose because they waited too long with their starting quarterback to put him back in the game. What do you think happened, and who's to blame?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.